ourselves this beautiful time to be with our living and loving Jesus. Let us adore Him as we join in this hymn of adoration to the Trinity. Gaze at the real presence of Jesus. Be lost in His unending and everlasting love for us. Jesus, bless our time with You. Dear Mother in Heaven, intercede for us that this time with You will be the most precious time we have ever spent with You. Any moment with You is precious. So let us all sign ourselves by the sign of the Lord.
From all that is evil, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Cannot claim the power of the precious blood of Jesus. We walk confidently and fearlessly because we soak ourselves constantly in the blood of our Lord Jesus. So let us join together as we clothe ourselves yet again with the most powerful remembrance of our Lord's greatest sacrifice for us, his most precious saving blood. Let us all stand together as we recite the prayer together.
Lord Jesus, by faith in your grace, I now take your most precious blood and sprinkle it upon ourselves and our families, right from the crown of our heads to where the soles of our feet. We claim a total and complete protection for our lives and our families. Lord Jesus, keep us free today from evil, sin, temptation, Satan's attacks and afflictions, fear of darkness, fear of man, sickness, diseases, doubts, anger, accidents, all calamities, and from all that is not of thy kingdom. Fill us, Lord Jesus, with the gifts of your Holy Spirit, and grant us the gifts of wisdom, knowledge, faith, understanding, and discernment, so that we will live today in your glory by doing what is right.
Any which way you choose. did you know that this beautiful month of July is really, really special? It is a month dedicated to the precious blood of Jesus. It gives us a chance for us to renew our allegiance to that precious blood shed for our salvation. At least for me personally, it's a devotion I invite from my parents' humble teachings. I was always told to turn to the precious blood in every circumstance. Dear Jesus, though we see your presence in the Blessed Sacrament only as a beautiful white host, we believe you are present here, body, blood, soul, and divinity. A cup lifted up at consecration is a beautiful memorial of your precious blood. As we gather together to honor his awesome presence, let us be assured that the Heavenly Father is watching over us. He is so pleased that we have come to spend time with his Son. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us Jesus, the greatest gift of your undying love for us. Thank you, Jesus, for being our brother, our friend, our comfort, our solace, our real joy giver, our everything. Just your name is enough to calm the storms of our hearts and bring us healing and comfort and complete peace. Holy Spirit, come, come and take control. We can feel your presence in this holy place, in our hearts and in our minds. Today we ask for you to guide every word and thought we utter, every thought that we bring to our minds today, Lord. Let it be driven by your Holy Spirit. Jesus, we want to draw all our strength from you, and we just want to adore you. Let us just hear what some of the scripture says. In Ephesians 2 we hear, but now in Christ Jesus, you that used to be so far off have been brought close by the blood of Christ. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we have both access to the Father by one Spirit. Another scripture in Hebrews 10:19-23 says, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. We get to know through these scriptures and so many more that Jesus was the currency. The blood of Jesus was the currency that Jesus poured out in obedience to the Father. that brought us access to God Himself. So many scriptures in the Bible tell us of what the blood of Jesus has done for us. As I speak about the wonders of the blood of Jesus, let us claim each promise with a loud Amen. There are so many things. By the blood of Christ, my debt is paid once and for all. Amen. I am justified. Amen. I am forgiven.
Amen.
I am spared from God's wrath.
Amen.
I am being spiritually healed.
Amen.
I am spiritually alive.
Amen.
I am cleansed.
Amen.
I have the power to overcome the enemy.
Amen.
I have been moved from the enemy's kingdom into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
I have gained the unmerited favor of God.
Amen.
I have been declared righteous.
Amen.
I am able to come close to God.
Amen.
I can participate in the sweet communion of remembrance of His sacrifice.
Amen.
I am free from a conscience defiled by guilt.
Amen.
I am no longer condemned.
Amen.
I can proclaim total victory.
Amen.
Yes, all this and more with nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let us all stand and join in this hymn as we sing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Help me to let go of the hurt I may have held, the against another. In place of the hurt and ill feelings I harbor, Lord, today give me the grace to wish well for those who may have hurt me. Instead of a curse, let me whisper mighty blessings on any of my transgressors. Instead of judging, help me to try and understand what the other one is going through. Please go, Lord Jesus, and let your Spirit touch each and every one who we are bringing to mind, Lord. Think of them, Lord. Bring them to mind. Release them. Set them free as we let go of all that we have held against them. Cover us all right now, Lord Jesus, with your precious blood. Let us not be the ones never hesitate to be the first to take the right step towards reconciliation. We know, Lord, that that is the most pleasing thing to you. And through it, we will receive great and mighty blessings. Teach us, Lord, to be peacemakers, not war makers. When you're so close to Jesus, turn your focus to yourself right now. In your name with Jesus. We often struggle to forgive ourselves for something we cannot. Forgive ourselves for, and we just cannot move ahead. Help us to remember that you are a forgiving and compassionate God. Help us to, and give us the grace to sin no more, Lord Jesus. That grace can come from you alone. We ask your precious blood today, Lord Jesus, to enter in every cell of our body, Lord Jesus, that is ailing. Each one of us with any problem, Lord, an aching muscle, a headache, a painful shoulder or neck, a hurting back, tummy, a leg ache, any physical pain, bring it to mind right now. Ask Jesus to sprinkle his healing blood. Any illness bringing you down, or even a disturbed mind, a broken heart, hopeless finances, job situations, a long-standing unanswered prayer. Bring it to Jesus now. In your generosity, you give us enough and much more than we deserve. But you are constantly pruning us along the way with toils and stripes. And when troubles come along the way, we are so quick to reject you, Jesus. If at times you feel there seems to be no end to the pain, ask Jesus right now to give you the grace to unite yourself to his sufferings. To those who need healing much more than you do right now, dear brothers and sisters, your suffering has a purpose when you offer it up. The Lord is strengthening you through this time of trial. He is preparing you for something better. He will reward you surely. Believe that and live in that hope. It's your blood, Lord Jesus, that cleanses me. Sing along and contemplate on him. this great sacrifice. It's your blood that cleanses me. It's your blood that cleanses me. It's your blood that gives me life. It's your blood that took my place. It redeems my faults. Washes me.
It's your love that sets me free. It's your love that makes me whole. It's your love that took my place. It redeems every fault. Washes me.
Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Thank you for everything. The gift of life you have given me. Thank you, Jesus. For my grandparents and parents, living or gone by. Thank you, Jesus. For our children, our friends. Our friends, our relations, thank you, Jesus. For colleagues, prayer partners, priests, food on our table, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for the roof of our heads, the jobs we have. Thank you for the seen and unseen things that you protect us from. Thank you, Jesus. For the many miracles we overlook each and every day. Your most precious gift, your most precious blood that protects me. Our Jesus deserves a big thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That we so often forget, Lord. We're sorry for those times, Lord Jesus. Thank you at all times, dear friends, because that is what will bring joy. He is loving you, standing by you, caring for you, walking with you, even carrying you when it is needed. His precious blood is the ransom he paid. It is your shield, your fortress. He knows how much you are capable of enduring. Any suffering that you have, offer it up to him right now. He will never let you down. He loves you. And for that, we need to thank him with all our hearts. Let's join in this hymn. Thank you, Jesus. Thank Jesus for this hymn.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can we all kneel down as we say this prayer together? In this month of July, which is coming to an end, let us lift up our petitions through the greatest source and channel of our being, our source of confidence, our shield and fortress, our protection. None of us need to fear when we seal ourselves with the precious blood of Jesus. Let us believe that today the precious blood of Jesus will wash and renew and make us new. We will walk from here feeling completely reassured. We will not despair. We will know our needs are taken care of today, right now, this very moment. Today is the day He has made for you and me, for things unfulfilled to be fulfilled. Feel His grace flowing to you through His precious blood. At the end of each petition, let our response be, precious blood of Jesus, save us and the whole world. Please respond.
Precious blood of Jesus, save us and the whole world.
through the picture of the divine mercy. Let us contemplate on the wounds of Jesus. You will honor the wounds where your precious blood flowed from and use it as a channel to lift up our petitions. We can be assured that our petitions are safe and secure and answered when they are bathed in the precious blood that flowed from us from your precious wounds. Your precious blood that flowed for our salvation. If you wish, close your eyes or keep them open. Focus on the picture, focus on the Blessed Sacrament. Just imagine Jesus and the wound spoken of. Just feel Jesus next to you, standing in front of you. Precious blood which flowed from your sacred head. We pray today for the head of our Holy Catholic Church, Holy Father, Pope Francis, for the hierarchy of our church that work below him, and lead us in our Catholic faith. We pray for our parish priests in Ghana and their reassuring presence to lead us in our parish community life. We pray for our various communities, our very own prayer groups and so many other prayer groups and movements. We pray for each leader and its member that they may work with the right purpose, keeping aside any selfish motive, and only work for the glory of God. We also pray for the leaders of the countries in the world. And we lift up our just leader, Sultan Qaboos bin Zayed, that in this beautiful land, we may be always free to worship, be free to worship, and adore you freely, Lord Jesus. Let our response be, precious blood of Jesus, save us and the whole world. Let us contemplate on that right hand. In all the pictures that we see Jesus gesturing us with a blessing. The precious blood which flowed out from the nail-pierced wound on your right hand, Lord, we ask for you to shower all your blessings on us. We ask for conversion of sinners. We ask for peace in lands where there seems to be no peace, where people are using religion as an excuse to carry out heinous crimes. Transform the minds of the youth and children who are getting drawn to wrong doctrines and falling into the traps of the evil one. Precious blood, flow on and take control. And may your peace and blessings descend upon our brokenness. Response,
precious blood of Jesus, save us and the whole world.
We see your nail-pierced left hand always close to your sacred heart. May the precious blood that flows out from that precious wound uphold us through all of life's stories. Stretch forth your hand on us and bless the persecuted and falsely accused. Have mercy on those innocents affected in war crimes and hate crimes. Bless those struggling with long-term and so-called incurable and terminal diseases. Hold our face in your hands, Jesus, and kiss us with your unending love and lasting peace. Wipe away our tears and please answer our long-standing petitions we are making for ourselves and for those who have asked us to pray for them.
Precious blood of Jesus, save us from the world.
Lord, we place ourselves at your holy feet. May your nail-pierced right foot lead us onto the right path. Help us to be good parents, teachers, friends, and mentors, especially to our children. We pray today for those parents who mentally and physically torture and abuse their children. We also pray for children who abandon their parents in their old age. We pray for parents with children who have special needs. We pray for children whose parents are ill or bedridden. We pray for all those who are away from their spouses and children. Lord, give us the grace to be kind and loving to all those whom we encounter. May our words never harm or hurt. May we be the first to ask pardon when we are wrong. Preserve us from maligning others, from backbiting, hurtful gossip. May we shed aside egos and learn to be humble like you instead. Teach us to smile through troubled times. Use us in your plan, dear Lord, to build your beautiful kingdom here on earth. Response.
Precious blood of Jesus, save us.
Your holy feet walk the world and transform it forever. As we honor the precious blood which flowed out from your left foot, we ask you to lead us to a more committed prayer life, where each one of us is constantly pleading for your mercy for the needs of the world. Bless the ministries we serve in. Bless us in our vocations as family people, as spouses, children, or parents. Response.
Precious
blood and water which flowed out from the wounds on your right side, we ask for your divine mercy to save us from the snares of the enemy. We pray for those dying this very moment and for those who have never known you. May they feel your saving graces. For souls languishing in purgatory, may our prayers today release them so that they can be with you. We pray for those who are dying sudden deaths due to natural calamities and accidents. We ask for the grace of a happy death for all of us. We pray for those living in despair, depression, with suicidal tendencies, that they may begin to appreciate the gift of life. For those who are without jobs, for those who are wishing for that long-standing dream they need to succeed. We also lift up to you children who are struggling to study. Precious blood of Jesus,
save us,
O Lord. Lord, may your mercies flow through your precious blood on all the petitions we have placed before you this evening. Let us spend some time in worshipping the real presence of our Lord in song as we praise and adore him.
sweet Lord, you are holy and worthy.
Yes.
And all I want to do is to worship you.
Shadows in the light of you. Blessed be God, blessed be His holy name, blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus, blessed be His most sacred heart, blessed be His most precious blood, blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Blessed be the Mary, Mother of God, Mary most holy. Blessed be the Holy and Immaculate Conception. Blessed be the Holy Assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, the most chaste spouse. Blessed be God in His angels.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
We praise and thank God for using our sister Elona to lead us in praise and worship and adoration this evening. We thank God for His mighty presence here in our midst and showering us all with His special blessings and graces. Let us give God all the glory and the mighty of God. The announcements, fasting for the economic conditions and job situations to improve in Oman and everywhere. For the Catholic Church to stand strong through the present persecutions it is facing in various areas. Prayer request. For all the sick and especially those patients in hospital visited by the Healing Ministry, for all the prayer requests that we receive in our prophetic warriors group. Next Sunday, the 5th of August, our prayer meeting will be in the parish hall from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. led by Sisters Archana and Balam. Kindly keep them and their families in your prayers. The English prayer group meets for their weekly prayer sessions in the parish hall every Sunday from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. and for adoration every 4th Sunday in the chapel. All are invited. Can we rise for the final song?
Where the priest God,
now and forever.
Jesus is Lord. Jesus, we thank you for everything. We thank you for this wonderful adoration. And we thank you for all your blessings. And all God's children say,
Amen. Amen.